honorary members of the House of the and Senate of the State of Missouri, Lieutenant Governor Keough, President of the Senate, Speaker of the House, members of the Jewish community, friends of Israel, esteemed guests, Shalom. I stand before you today as a Consul General of Israel to the great state of Missouri, representing the state of Israel and its people. I am grateful and humbled to have been given the opportunity to address the joint session today and commemorate the strong and enduring bond between Israel and Missouri, and to explore opportunities for further collaboration and growth. It feels as if the entire population of both states have converged today in this festivity to celebrate Israel's 75th anniversary that we marked this past year, to reaffirm our commitment to our shared values, and these days also to mourn together for those souls lost in October 7 massacre and ensuing war. In marking Israel's 75th anniversary, we reflect on the remarkable journey of our homeland, the struggles, achievements, successes, failures, the joys and anguishes that unfold before us. Let's embark on a brief journey through history, because indeed, after having endured 2,000 years in exile, pogroms, persecution, the devastating Holocaust, and ongoing conflicts, this nation, this state, has quite a story to tell. On May 14, 1948, at 6 p.m., Israel emerged as a free, sovereign, Jewish, and democratic state. A mere 11 minutes later, President Truman, a Missourian from Independence, Missouri, mind you, etched his name in history by recognizing our young state's independence. I had the privilege of visiting Truman's Little White House in Key West, Florida, with President Truman's grandson, Clifton, and exploring the Presidential Library in, well, Independence, Missouri. These visits were not only remarkable, but were very moving. Marking the 75th anniversary of my homeland here with you all holds a special significance. The newborn state swiftly became a homeland for Jews worldwide, embracing citizens regardless of their religion, race, or gender, a source of pride for its achievement, the values it upholds, and the ideals on which it stands for. Modern Israel is a realization of a 3,500 years old Jewish heritage, one woven with shared history, tradition, rituals, values, all forming a cornerstone of global history of civilization. The inception of the Israel story marked just the beginning of the young state journey. In a matter of months, amidst struggles for survival, the state absorbed millions of refugees and immigration from the remnants of Auschwitz and the deserts of Morocco and more than 150 other countries. My own parents, my very own parents, Yaffa and Yitzhak Elbaz, were among those Jews immigrated to Israel from Morocco in the 50s and 60s. The Israeli narrative unfolded a testament to a diversity, a mosaic of Jews of varied colors, ethnicities, cultures, and languages converging, reviving the biblical Hebrew language, and shaping the multicultural society that understands diversity as a wellspring of strength and power. We've harnessed our heritage to create the beloved modern state of Israel, where the past converge with the future, where you can walk on the same path, on the same cobblestones as Jesus, and try to walk on the same water, where people embrace their spirituality and innovations like drip irrigation, self-made satellites, and the Iron Dome stand as a testament of our resilience. Israel is often deemed as a miracle, resonating with the biblical tales of wonder celebrated by Jews throughout the year. While acknowledging the holiness and divine statue of the land of Israel, I would assert that miracles are not just happenstance, but the result of vision, courage, leadership, and unwavering hard work by countless individuals. Israeli experts, entrepreneurs, and companies lead in almost every conceivable sector, and their innovation defined Israel and have significantly enhanced lives worldwide. The historic model of Israel, the land of milk and honey, faced a stark reality when my parents arrived in the Holy Land. No milk nor honey were to be found, only harsh conditions. Despite security concerns, our agriculture and water sectors flourished, and we transformed it into the true land, milk, honey, and cyber. Evolving into the acclaimed startup nation, our pride swells as of the small nation of less than 10 million inhabitants, standing as a global creator of innovation, side by side with recognized agriculture and water technologies. Israel progress extends in mind-blowing innovation in diverse sectors like cybersecurity, fintech, smart transportation, homeland security and defense. and aviation, climate tech, renewable energy, healthcare, and beyond. Encouragingly, Missouri, a leading state in newer sectors, collaborate deeply with Israel on some of these sectors. Water, a testament of Israeli innovation, highlights our journey. Half of Israel is a desert, historically plagued by droughts. Rising to the challenge, Israel pioneered drip irrigation, excelled in wastewater management, primarily utilized desalinated water, and even extracted water from thin air. Currently, we produce 20% more water than we need, even exporting it, a miraculous transformation from a water-stressed country. Our academic achievement, scientific publication, 9 Nobel Prize, reflected a prize for every 1 million citizen, stand as a testament to this remarkable journey, one that we gladly share with the world. In its brief 75 years of existence, Israel has consistently extended a helping hand to developing nations across Asia, Africa, and Latin America, even during its own developmental phase. Guided by the Jewish Tikkun Olam virtue, which is our commitment to repairing the world, we wholeheartedly share our hard-earned knowledge and expertise to contribute to better global community. Over the past year, Israel actively engaged in challenging situations, providing assistance to Ukraine during the times of conflict, offering support to Turkey in the aftermath of the earthquake, and contributing to diverse relief efforts across Africa. This unwavering dedication reflects our readiness to assist wherever in the world there is a need. Wherever in the world there is a need. All this has not come easy. Securing our nation has been a persistent challenge for Israel, marked by ongoing conflict, including recent intense and gruesome war with Hamas terrorists who murdered, raped, mutilated, maimed, tortured more than 1,200 Israelis, and kidnapped hundreds of others, including babies, toddlers, elderly, and Holocaust survivors. Bring them back home now.
I would remind our guests that we will follow the rules of the House of decorum and respect.
Please clear the upper
gallery. Failure to do so. Sergeant of Arms, please clear the upper gallery. We will maintain decorum in the House. Sergeant of Arms, please remove the guests from the upper gallery. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience. Consul General, we apologize. Please proceed.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We have a lot of work to do. Let's continue. I'll just repeat my last sentence. Bring them back home now. And thank you for everybody who is wearing the pins, the support pins of Israel's fight and release of the hostages. Despite the difficult circumstances, Israel is committed to defending its citizens while actively pursuing peace. The bitter reality of warfare is exemplified by the sacrifice, courage, and immense bravery displayed by the Israeli Defense Forces. Our soldiers are fighting for the entire free world because, and have no mistakes, these terrorists will come after each and every one of you here in this chamber, after each and every one of us, because this is a war between evil and good, darkness and light, and if somebody can't tell which is which, they are part of the problem. We were agonized to learn that 3 American troops were killed in Jordan last week by similar evil perpetrated by Iran. We carry our troops in our thoughts and prayers. Please carry ours in yours. In tandem with these security challenges, Israel has worked toward peace agreements with neighboring countries, from the historic accords with Egypt and Jordan to the recent Abraham Accords involving the UAE, Bahrain, Morocco, and Sudan. Israel seeks to transform its role in the region. These agreements signal a new era of people-to-people relationship, fostering cooperation across various domains. Let me give you a small example of this potentially promising cooperation. In October 2022, the Davenport Center in St. Louis became the symbolic venue for a historic event, the first ever trilateral symposium on food security, featuring collaboration between Israel, the UAE, and BioSTL, a St. Louis-based life science and food tech accelerator. The significance of choosing this location near the iconic Gateway Arch lies in its representation of a journey into the unknown, mirroring the shared pursuit of good, prosperity, and peace through science. This symposium underscores this commitment, offering a glimpse into the shared pursuit of peace and progress, and marked a step toward global cooperation and understanding, thus emphasizing the commitment to addressing challenges such as food security. Looking ahead, Israel remains resolute in its dedication to advancing peace initiatives and the advancement of regional stability while safeguarding its citizens and borders. The journey initiated in St. Louis is part of an ongoing commitment to fostering collaboration and progress in the pursuit of a better, more secure future. In reflecting on our journey, I want to underscore the significant progress achieved in our partnership with Missouri. Missouri and Israel are bound by moral ties, democratic values, and friendship that transcends time, fostering enduring interests. The leadership of both states have consistently demonstrated unwavering commitment to bolster joint business ventures and collaborative research efforts. This collaboration extends from political visits, statements, resolution, and proclamation coming from this house and advancing Holocaust remembrance and education, and thank you for that. Enacting anti-BDS legislation, and thank you for that. And fighting anti-Semitism, and thank you for that as well. These shared initiatives exemplify the robustness of our common values. A notable illustration, during the November 2022 visit of a business delegation led by Governor Parson to Israel. Having the privilege to participate, I witnessed not only the speaker dips in the Dead Sea, and also Senator Williams, but also the deep appreciation the delegation held for this historic land and the vast business opportunities, particularly in projects related to agriculture and security. Our aim is to fortify both political and economic ties, and it's noteworthy that Missouri boasts a vibrant Jewish community, further strengthening the cultural bond that binds us. This collaboration stands as a testament to the enduring partnership between the state of Missouri and the state of Israel. I want to commend all of you for your firm stand against anti-Semitism. Last week, we marked the International Holocaust Remembrance Day. These days, especially these days, the word never again take on a new, modern, yet old meaning. And the fight against anti-Semitism is growing more complex. Attacks and persecution of Jews are visible on U.S. campuses, social media platforms, and international organizations. Jewish blood is too often considered less red and less thick, and Jewish women bodies are devalued. This sickening reality demands our collective attention and action. To curb anti-Semitism, we must focus on education, legislation, and enforcement, while rejecting all forms of hate. It's crucial to understand that anti-Semitism is unique and should be treated as such. Jews today face disproportionately more hate crimes, making anti-Semitism a distinct category. Anti-Israel sentiment often stems from anti-Semitism, as shown by the recent Hamas terror attacks. This is not merely a political or territorial dispute, but a matter of the Jewish people's right for sovereignty, independence, self-determination, and self-protection. Never again should be a call for action for everyone, ensuring it applies to all communities facing discrimination. Let us stand united against hatred and prejudice to prevent such darkness from engulfing our people. As Israel commemorates its 75th anniversary and gazes ahead to the next 75 years, we maintain confidence that by united by like-minded nations, such as you, globally and individual like you, we can collectively overcome shared challenges and make a positive impact on shaping a better future. Expressing deep gratitude for your political support, proclamation, visits, dedications, commitment, and business endeavors, I want to emphasize the profound role each of you play as ambassadors. You are the pillars of fostering relationship between our states, champions of the Jewish cause, and storytellers of the Israeli journey. The unwavering support of the United States has been pivotal to Israel's journey, of course with being the first to recognize our nation, but mostly with the strategic and military collaboration that helped establish a secure home for the Jewish people. Our two states share a rich history, common interests, and a passion for innovation. From agriculture to innovation, Israel and Missouri have exchanged knowledge, expertise, and ideas that they have benefited our communities and the entire world. We celebrate the partnership between our universities, entrepreneurs, and businesses that have led to groundbreaking discoveries and economic growth. As we face global challenges, Israel stands with Missouri in promoting peace, security, and democratic values. We recognize the importance of standing together against anti-Semitism, hate, and discrimination in all forms. We also acknowledge the critical role of education and cultural exchanges program in fostering greater understanding and friendship between our nations and people. I extend sincere thanks once again to you, esteemed legislators, Lieutenant Governor, the Governor Parson, and the people of Missouri. May the enduring friendship between Israel and the great state of Missouri, along with the entire United States, continue to flourish for another 75 years. May God bless Israel, bless the United States of America, and God bless each and every one of you. And most importantly, may God bless the Big Red, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and Travis Kelce. Go Chiefs! Oseh shalom b'mumav, u'yaseh shalom alenu, v'al kol Israel v'im u'amen. Thank you.
Excellent. Way to play to the crowd.